RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President respects Constitutional Court's verdict. Vice President observes Asian Games venues in Jakabaring. ASEAN centrality strengthened peace in the Asia-Pacific region. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated on Saturday that he respected the Constitutional Court's verdict cancelling the Home Affairs Ministry's authority to annul problematic bylaws. The President stated in Semarang District, Central Jawa, that he actually wants to simplify the bylaws and abolish obstacles for investment licensing at regional and central levels. However, he also highly respects the decision of the Constitutional Court. He made the remarks on the sidelines of his working visit to inspect the construction of the Bawen Salatiga section of the Semarang-Solo toll road. The President, who was accompanied by Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono and Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, added that the public wants the government to simplify licensing procedures as part of the efforts to expedite investment projects which would eventually help boost the national economy. He noted that this is the decision that the government must respect and must be aware that it is the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia wherein his responsibility covers central to regional levels. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla observed the Asian Games 2018 venues and two new towers of rent conventional mansions in Palembang's Jakabaring Sport Complex, South Sumatra, on Saturday. Yusuf Kalla, who was appointed by President Joko Widodo as chief of the Asian Games 2018 Steering Committee, during the visit was among others accompanied by the Youth and Sports Affairs Minister Imam Nahrawi, Chairman of the Indonesian National Sports Committee, Major General Retired Tono Suratman, including Chairman of the Indonesian Olympics Committee Erick Thohir. The additional two towers of rent conventional mansions respectively have 66 rooms and each room can accommodate 4 persons. These two towers have 95% finished. Yusuf Kalla looked at several venues for the Asian Games 2018 implementation in Palembang as the follow-up of inspecting the development of Athletes Village project in Kemayoran Central Jakarta on Sunday, March the 28th. South Sumatra has successfully hosted the SEA Games, Asian School Games, and other international events, hence the infrastructure is already available. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said Indonesia must strengthen the rule of law as an instrument to prevent horizontal conflict happening in countries with high pluralism. In his presentation at a seminar and workshop on nationality on Saturday in Jakarta, National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said, as a country that has chosen the path of democracy in building the nation, the Indonesian people are also prone to jacking up of democracy that can be done by the elite of this country, such as the political, economic, and media elites. Therefore, according to him, law enforcement instruments are needed not only to prevent conflict in the community, but also to minimize the space for democratic manipulation.
Maka yang kita harus atasi adalah,
so, we must solve it by creating a powerful instrument as a mechanism of conflict resolution, conflict prevention. The second is how to limit the order of society so that the high class, which has economic and political power, as well as media, to build public opinion, so that they have no chances to manipulate democracy. It includes by strengthening the instruments of government and non-government organizations. Moreover, the police chief Tito Karnavian said, in building the nation through democratic channels, the Indonesian people are already on the right track. He said it is proved by the fact that Indonesia is the third largest economy among the G20 countries. Tito Karnavian said, in addition to the mechanism for conflict prevention, the Indonesian people should also have regulations to control that democratic freedoms are not misused by irresponsible parties. The chairman of Indonesian delegation, director of ASEAN External Cooperation, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Benny YP Siahaan, hoped that centrality of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, can strengthen peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in ASEAN-led mechanisms such as the ASEAN Regional Forum and ASEAN East Asia Summit. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Saturday, it was stated by Benny Siahaan at the 19th meeting of the ASEAN-India senior officials in New Delhi, India. Senior officials dialogue of ASEAN-India is an annual meeting to discuss cooperation between ASEAN and India within the framework of ASEAN-India partnership, which this year has entered its 25th year. Various areas of cooperation the two parties are set forth in the plan of action of the ASEAN-India in 2016 until 2020. Director of ASEAN External Cooperation emphasized the strengthening of ASEAN-led mechanism as an effective platform for dialogue and consultation in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as keeping a synergy to complement each other. Another important issue discussed in the meeting was the strengthening of the ASEAN-India Free Trade Area and a plan to organize the ASEAN-India Commemorative Summit. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. An Indonesian scholar, Jimli Asidiki, on Saturday in Jakarta encouraged ethics socialization in the life of the nation. According to him, the ethics in the life of a nation is a reinforcing element that can keep at the distance from disunity in the community. He said that Indonesia is a country with pluralism that requires the strengthening of national ethics to unite the nation. According to him, the ethical system are taught by all religions in Indonesia so that ethics should be the basis to unite all the differences.
Saya mendorong supaya sosialisasi TAP MPR nomor 6.
I encourage the dissemination of People's Consultative Assemblies or MPR's Decree No. 6 of 2001 on ethical life of a nation. Ethics is what can unite our perspective. It is time to popularize that not all problems can and must be dealt with right and wrong perspective, but there are also good and bad that are equally noble. If we talk about the ethics, all religions have the same ethical system. We must not only finish in matters of legality, constitutionality, not breaking the law, but ignore the matter of ethics. Jimli Asidiki further explained that Indonesia is a nation that has been known as a tolerant nation amid the existing plurality. According to him, even though Indonesia still has the challenge to increase its democratic integrity, it is still the model of democratic life in the world. Therefore, Jimli Asidiki is optimistic with law enforcement and national ethics, Indonesia will be able to go through all the nationalistic problems that become the challenges. Dompet Duafa Social Constitution is currently holding a number of health programs. One of them is establishing hospitals in some regions in Indonesia. The effort has received support from Qatar Charity through the signing of an MOU at Philanthropy Building in South Jakarta Friday, April the 7th. In his speech, President of Dompet Du'afa Corporate, Ismail Agus Said, said that Qatar Charity, in collaboration with Dompet Du'afa, will establish a new building, Integrated Dompet Du'afa Hospital in Parung Bogor, West Java. He hoped that it is the beginning of the cooperation of both parties and will continue to have cooperation with Dompet Du'afa.
Qatar Charity will work together with Dompet Du'afa to support us the giving or commitment to billions rupiah for the wakaf to build the new building of our hospital, rumah sakit Padu Dua in Palu. Why we would like to build so many hospital overall in Indonesia? Because we know so many duafa or the poor people stay there. This is very limited in Jakarta City. That's why we hope your first support, this is a beginning and will continue, and this is not the ending.
Dompet Du'afa is a non-profit organization owned by Indonesian Society who devotes to raise social dignity and humanity for the needy with zakat, infaq, alms, endowments, as well as other halal and legal funds from the individuals, groups, or companies and institutions. Last item. Qatar Charity is establishing cooperation with Dompet Du'afa Foundation in the social field. It is realized with the signing of MOU on building Integrated Hospital of Dompet Du'afa in Parung Bogor, West Java. In a press conference held at Philanthropy Building in South Jakarta on Friday, April the 7th, Country Director of Qatar Charity, Karam Zenhom, said that Qatar Charity Indonesia has cooperated with more than 170 foundations in Indonesia with 16,000 social programs and committed to developing the foundation so as having an enormous potential in the social field. Qatar Charity Indonesia has established cooperation with more than 170 partners in Indonesia in various fields, among others social assistance for the needy, the poor, constructing mosques, social activity centers, and clinics. Qatar Charity is currently implementing approximately 16,000 programs, and of all the programs, none is played by Qatar Charity itself. Because in our opinion, it is an obligation to strengthen the foundations in Indonesia, so it has a great potential in this field. Karam Zenhom added, Qatar Charity believes if social foundations in an area are already strong, they can support the prosperity of social equity at all levels of society, both poor children and those in need. He hoped that with the construction of this hospital, there will be more and more number of beneficiaries assisted. He also hoped that this cooperation will be the beginning of collaboration with Dompet Du'afa in other programs. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President respects Constitutional Court's verdict. Vice President observes Asian Games venues in Jakabaring, Palembang, South Sumatra. ASEAN centrality strengthen peace in the Asia-Pacific region. That was the news over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, Its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to the weekly news from across the country. The segment will present you to various interesting information throughout the country within a week. We begin with an information comes from Denpasar, Bali. People of Hindu Dharma in Bali on Wednesday celebrated Galungan Holy Day, which is a day of victory of Dharma or goodness against Adharma or evil solemnly. The women wearing Balinese traditional clothes uphold offerings accompanied by their husbands, sons and daughters went to a temple or sacred family place for worship. The situation of Denpasar and other regions in Bali was quite lively because along the roads are decorated by penjor as a symbol of prosperity. The whole city were quiet because all government offices and private agencies in Bali were holidays for 3 consecutive days on April 4 to 6, 2017. The learning process is also temporarily stopped to honor Galungan, which falls once in every 210 days. Galungan holiday, which was celebrated on April 5, will be followed by Kuningan holiday 10 days later on April 15. Bali Governor Mada Mangkupastika encouraged Hindus to get more interpret the essence of Galungan and Kuningan holidays. Galungan holiday is the momentum of Hindus to improve the quality and motivate themselves to always live in an endurance work by not forgetting the personal safety and the environment. Next information comes from Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands. Approximately 2,000 domestic and foreign tourists visiting Kwan Timiao Temple, which is the oldest temple in Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Province, during the celebration of Chengbeng in the region. Manager of the temple Akyong in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday said, every Chengbeng and other Confucian holidays, immigrants and tourists taking their time to pray in the temple.
The Kwan Ti Temple was built in 1846. One of historical evidences of the Chinese arrival to work at the tin mine in Bangka and Belitung Island. Long time ago, the temple became the place of gathering of the Chinese workers. They usually perform worship and prayer for the luck at the temple. Ah Kyong also said, architectural of the temple, which was dominated by red color and black and white circle at the top of building, as a symbol of balance between yin and yang, symbolizes luck, fortune, and happiness. The last information comes from Yogyakarta. The Culture Office of Yogyakarta Chapter held the Puppet Mass Festival 2017 in developing the regional art and culture on April 3-4, 2017. Head Office of Culture of Yogyakarta Umar Priyono on Sunday said, the festival was commemorated by the mass puppet art performance from Malang, Madura, Lamandau, Sancho Kalimantan, Bali, Indramayu, and Yogyakarta. He said, the mask art is a form of the oldest art expression which has been created by human civilization. Umar moreover said, through the mask puppet festival, the Yogyakarta Culture Office brings the mask as the work that has its own uniqueness and characteristic of respective region. That was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesian Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April the 9th, 1957. Sukarno formed the Working Cabinet. The Juanda Cabinet, also called the Working Cabinet or Cabinet of Work, ruled Indonesia in the period of April the 9, 1957 to July the 10, 1959. Juanda was appointed as Prime Minister with Subandrio as Foreign Minister. By a Presidential Decree No. 131 of 1958, the posts of five Ministers of State were established, consisting of Minister of State for Economic Stabilization, for Civil-Military Cooperation, Transmigration, and two other ministers. Over now to 1991, Georgia declares independence from the Soviet Union. Georgia is a transcontinental country to the east of the Black Sea in the South Caucasus between Europe and Asia. The former Soviet Union's republics bordering Russia to the north, Turkey to the southwest, Armenia in the south, and Azerbaijan in the east. Georgia joined by Azerbaijan and Armenia in 1917 to establish the Transcaucasian Federation anti-Bolshevik, and after the dissolution in 1918, Georgia declared their independence. In 1922, Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan became part of the Soviet Union and formed the Transcaucasian Soviet Socialist Republic. Under Soviet rule, Georgia changed from agrarian to large extent industrial urban society. After Soviet disintegration, Georgia proclaimed its independence on April the 9th, 1991. Let's end with April the 9th, 1969. The first British-built Concorde 002 makes its maiden flight from Filton to RAF Fairford. Aerospatial, or BAC Concorde, is a British-French turbojet-powered supersonic passenger jet airliner that was operated until 2003. It had a maximum speed over twice the speed of sound at Mach 2.04, with seating for 92 up to 128 passengers. first flown in 1969, Concorde entered service in 1976 and continued flying for the next 27 years. It is one of the only two supersonic transports to have been operated commercially. The other is the Soviet-built Tupolev Tu-144, which was operated for a much shorter period. That was the end of Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week, which today is entitled Indonesia-Russia Cooperation to Prevent De-radicalization. The medal award from the Interior Ministry of Russia for the Indonesian head of the National Police General Tito Karnavian initiated a number of strategic cooperations between the two countries. At least there are three police things which will be done by the two countries, namely sharing of intelligence information, capacity building, and de-radicalization. Tito Karnavian received the medal pinned by the Russian ambassador to Indonesia, Mikhail Y. Galuzin, in Jakarta on Thursday, April the 6th, as part of the 100th anniversary commemoration of the International Police Cooperation. The medal was awarded for the success of Indonesia in hosting the Interpol General Assembly in November 2016. Tito Karnavian said the cooperation is the main thing and it is important to address all the issues. Sharing of intelligence information between the Indonesian and Russian police is the first or primary. It is not only between institutions but also direct contact between personnel. This cooperation is important related to bilateral and international security. In capacity building, Indonesia can learn a lot from the Russian experts and build a data mix, create the intelligence apparatus and cyber technology. If necessary, Indonesia would purchase cyber technology and equipment from the Russian intelligence. On the other hand, Indonesia will also share experience in dealing with and counteract radicalization. Tito said the radicalization and counter-ideology efforts are considered as a soft power. He said the fight against terrorism and radicalism is not enough just to catch and hit, but also to include prevention and rehabilitation approaches. The friendship between the two countries has been built since the era of the Indonesian first president Sukarno. Tito pointed out as an evidence the Bung Karno main stadium in Jakarta, which was not only built with the help of Russia but also has the same architecture as Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. Meanwhile, Ambassador Galuzin appreciates the Indonesian police success in holding the Interpol conference in Bali in 2016, attended by thousands of police from 167 countries. The conference paved the way for the international police cooperation. In this conference, the head of Interpol National Central Bureau of the Russian Ministry of Internal Affairs, Alexander Provkovchuk, was appointed deputy head of the European Interpol. The strategic partnership, according to Tito, led to bilateral and international security. For example, the Indonesian police would protect Russian tourists or citizens who are in Indonesia, while in international and bilateral security, it is related to the effort to confront the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria or ISIS and other terrorists, also human and drug trafficking. Well, that was Spotlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated on Saturday that he respected the Constitutional Court's verdict cancelling the Home Affairs Ministry's authority to annul problematic bylaws. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla observed the Asian Games 2018 venues and two new Towers of Rent conventional mansions in Palembang's Jakabaring Sport Complex, South Sumatra, on Saturday. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said Indonesia must strengthen the rule of law as an instrument to prevent horizontal conflict happening in countries with high pluralism. the Chairman of Indonesian Delegation Director of ASEAN External Cooperation Ministry of Foreign Affairs Benny YP Siahaan hoped that centrality of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN can strengthen peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in ASEAN-led mechanisms such as the ASEAN Regional Forum and ASEAN East Asia Summit. An Indonesian scholar, Jimli Asidiki, on Saturday in Jakarta encouraged ethnic socialization in the life of the nation. Dompet Du'afa Social Institution is currently holding a number of health programs. One of them is establishing hospitals in some regions in Indonesia. Qatar Charity is establishing cooperation with Dompet Du'afa Foundation in the social field. It is realized with the signing of MOU on building integrated hospital of Dompet Du'afa in Parung, Bogor, West Java. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz. 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Pesona Indonesia or Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, art and tradition, and also culinary. Today, I will introduce Banyu Tawa Coast in the province of Central Java. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Wonogiri has a number of beautiful natural sites. The region is located on the southern coast of Java and is known to have exotic and charming beaches. One of them is Banyu Tawa. Banyu Tawa Beach is located in Gudang Harjo Village, Pangupito District, Wonogiri, Central Java. From the city center to the beach takes approximately 4 hours. Wonogiri District is composed of a very wide expanse of karts. The uniqueness of this place compared to similar tourist spots in other regions is that the water here is fresh, not salty, even though it is located by the sea. The name Banyu Tawa comes from two words, namely Banyu and Tawa. In Javanese, Banyu means water and Tawa means fresh or unsalty, insipid, something like that. So if combined, Banyu Tawa means freshwater beach. Not because the seawater is not salty, but because there is a water source that comes from the ground, so the water around the source has insipidity because not mixed with the salty seawater. Banyu Tawa Beach scenery will look more stunning, especially when you see a waterfall in the form of fresh water that falls from the rocks right on the beach. From a distance, the clear water looks like a white silhouette of the blue sea. Banyu Tawa Beach becomes one of the attractions that you must visit. When you swim or play in the water of Banyu Tawa Beach, you will feel different sensations from other beach because your body will not feel sticky and salty like you usually do after a swim in the seawater. Today, Banyu Tawa Beach is already equipped with facilities such as parking lot, musola, bathrooms, and lodging. Tourists who want to visit Banyu Tawa Beach can use their own car or rental a vehicle. But if you want to use the public transport, it is no problem at all because there are public buses and other transportation means available. You just stop at the bus station, then continue by motorcycle or bicycles. You can ride it yourself or ask somebody to take you as a passenger to Banyutowo Beach. After enjoying the beauty of the beach and want to enjoy a unique culinary of Wonogiri, just go to the stalls around the beach which provides typical Wonogiri snacks such as tiwul rice, vegetables, green chili side dish, wader fish and others. Well, that ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder or Pesona Indonesia, which took you to Banyutowo Beach in Wonogiri. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel, hold my hand, stand with me.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey listener, welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, I will inform you about the commemoration of the Indonesian Air Force Anniversary 2017. Stay tuned. Indonesian Air Force is part of the national military responsible for air defense operation of the Republic of Indonesia. The Air Force was formerly known as the Aviation Bureau of the People's Security Force. It was formed on 9 April 1946 together with the establishment of the Indonesian Air Force in 1946. Later, 9 April is celebrated as the National Air Force or TNI AU Day. The 71st commemoration was held on Sunday, April 9, 2017 at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in East Jakarta with a military ceremony, the peak of which began at 8 a.m. with various activities including a parade and procession, air and ground demos involving several elements of the 10 EAU forces such as training aircraft, helicopters, transport planes and fighter planes, as well as the Air Force Special Forces Corps or PASCAS. While the air demo involved more than 1,600 personnel and 132 aircraft, after the ceremony's finish, there were a number of activities such as hostage release demo, Jupiter aerobatic team display, combat surf demonstration, skydiving and other operations. Meanwhile, the Air Force in Makassar, Sulawesi commemorated the 71st Air Force Day with, among others, a blood donation activity for the community. Sultan Iskandar Air Force Base in Banda Aceh, meanwhile, held a social work for the people in Blang Bintang Aceh Besar in cooperation with Banda Aceh Buddhist to distribute food assistance for the community in Blang Bintang at the shelter of Sultan Iskandar Muda Air Base, Tuesday, April 4, 2017. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will always play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Koji Nakayama in Japan. He sent his letter to our broadcast that 30th November 2016. He listened to our broadcast in English program through audio streaming www.voi.co.id on 1st November 2016. In his letter, Mr. Koji Nakayama sent reception report of our broadcast. He also enclosed IRC in his letter. Hello Mr. Koji Nakayama, thank you for your attention and appreciation in our broadcast. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Voice of Indonesia is organizing Wonderful Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. So we hope that you can participate in the quiz and please send your answer as soon as possible. Who knows, you are one of the lucky winners for the quiz. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your lesson report to us. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply a letter from W. Anwar in Bangladesh. In his letter, Mr. W. Anwar said that it was the first time he listened to VOI English program. Hello Mr. W. Anwar, thank you for your time to monitor our radio. Because you are newcomer on our broadcast, so we will put your name on our listeners list. We hope that you will never forget board to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. We are really sorry because this time we cannot broadcast in Bengali program. In the next future, hopefully we can add Bengali section. So Mr. W. Anwar, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter or email and also your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song, listeners. Listener, now we will reply an email from Jorge Luis in Venezuela. Jorge Luis listened to our English broadcast and sent a short video to VOI. Hello Mr. Jorge Luis, thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We heard recording of our broadcast which sent by you. We think that it is quite clear. Thank you for sending your reception report in video format. With your reception report, we will able to know how good our broadcast can be heard in your country. As you request, we will send our QSL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your reception report. Listener, wherever you are now, we are going to play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Sudah ku coba, tak rasakan apa.
listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visiting our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener Mailbag. Bye-bye!
Mungkinkah adanya api cinta antara kita? Kau datang membawa harapan, warnai hariku. Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.